Bloomington Normal's local hotel industry ended 2018 with the lowest occupancy rate for any metro area in Illinois. And halfway through 2019, things are not looking much better. Occupancy rates are stuck at 47%, meaning half of hotel rooms are sitting empty. GLT's Ryan Denham speaks with Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association President Ray Cerisa about the ongoing pressures facing his industry, including less business travel and a tight labor market.
Unfortunately, our rates are down about $3 across the board, which doesn't seem like a lot. There's a hotel term called revenue per available room, and that's down just under $3. And just to put that into perspective, that $3 decrease across the board, you know, so I took 5 months of supply in our market, and that's 3,666 rooms times 150 some odd days. You take that $3 difference, that is a $9.5 million difference loss in revenue to the hotels, if that kind of puts in perspective.
What would be the factors that would drive down room rates if occupancy rates are flat?
Well, the occupancy rates are flat, but they're still not good. We finished last year, Bloomington Normal finished last year the lowest in the state in occupancy. And when occupancy is low, what hoteliers end up doing is they try to cut deals, their rates go down, they're trying to get heads in beds to pay the bills, to make their payroll, you know, pay their property taxes, pay the bills, you know, and drives rates down.
Okay,
others will follow.
We've covered occupancy rates in previous interviews with you, but for folks who maybe missed those, and we should catch them up, I think, as to why Bloomington Normal's area would have a low occupancy rate versus other downstate metro areas, what are some of the top two, three reasons?
Top two, three reasons. The first one off the top of my head is, you know, State Farm went through a lot of changes over the past few years with restructuring, and they built these mega hubs in Phoenix, Dallas, and Atlanta, and they moved a lot of their – they've had a lot of movement. And, you know, I think that's affected a lot of the corporate traveler, you know, a lot of the vendors and projects that they would normally be doing here. They're still doing them. It's just not to the extent that, you know, we need to help fill our hotels. So that's one of the major things. You know, we've had a lot of businesses move out of Bloomington Normal over the past 10 years. You know, Mitsubishi left us. We were fortunate enough to replace it with Rivian, and hopefully, knock on wood, they become the next Tesla, and our whole economy here is booming again. And, you know, Electrolux, the vacuum cleaner maker, which used to be Eureka Williams and Company, that, you know, they left us, I don't know how long ago that was, probably 10 years ago for, it was North or South Carolina, where they moved their operations, and that building's still sitting empty. Another thing is the Coliseum, the Grossinger Motors Arena downtown. We're not seeing the events that we've seen in the past. And, you know, a lot of those country western concerts, there's still some, but like in, I think the only thing booked, and I might be wrong on this, for the rest of the year is Trolls, which is a little kids event, and that's not really going to generate a lot of hotel rooms for us.
Yeah, that's but parents who already live in town bringing their
kids.
Yeah,
right, or a day trip.
I know Home2 Suites by Hilton is looking at some property in North Normal for a potential new hotel. Has there been anything else new or heavily remodeled that's open in the past year?
Well, my hotel, the DoubleTree by Hilton, was just fully remodeled. All the guests, 197 guest rooms. We did everything. We redid the bathrooms. We tore out the tubs and put in showers. Everything, new carpet, new beds, new TV. We went to 50-inch TVs, and now we're getting ready to do the conference center in July. Exciting for us. It's been a little over 10 years since it's fully been remodeled. Some other, the Radisson Hotel in North Normal would be the major one that recently came online a couple of years ago. So they were, you know, that sat empty, I think, for 12 to 14 years or something like that, and they did a really nice job at getting that rehabbed. So really that's the major one. The Home 2 in North Normal that's proposed or talking about, I haven't heard anything probably since April on it. That's an extended stay product. It's a Hilton product, and my hotel, the DoubleTree, is part of the Hilton family. And I've stayed at Home 2 once. You know, it's we have a lot of extended stay hotels in the market. The Candlewood Inn and Suites, they just remodeled. I think they finished in the fall, prior to that, Holiday Inn and Suites a couple years ago by the airport remodeled. But the Candlewood, Eastland Suites Hotel and Conference Center, the Residence Inn by Marriott that's recently opened the past 4 or 5 years, Extended Stay America, those are all extended stay hotels. You know, if Home2 does decide to build in North Normal, I just hope there's enough, you know, our economy generates enough extended stay to go around to keep those hotels occupied.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with Ray Cerisa, general manager of the DoubleTree by Hilton in Bloomington and president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association. So, Ray, we've been talking up till now kind of from the guest's perspective, but obviously employees are a big part of the hotel business. The Bloomington Normal area's unemployment rate is now around 4%, relatively low in the grand scheme of things. But how is the labor pool looking right now for hotels in Bloomington Normal? Are there enough workers for the jobs that you guys want to fill?
No, there's not. We all have jobs. You know, our last meeting last week with all the hotels, one of the hoteliers piped up and said, we desperately need housekeepers. Not the most glamorous job in the world, but it is important. And we all have hours for if you want to come and clean all day. Some people, you know, I've been doing housekeeping interviews all week and all last week. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that love to clean. I'm one of those people. So food and beverage jobs are always available, too. We always need servers. We always need culinary. We maintenance people. You know, if you're handy, if you could fix things. I know a lot of the hotels are always looking for maintenance people. Internships as well. So I've been personally working with Illinois State University in their recreational management department on trying to get more of our hotel members in touch with that department for internships too.
Is that just a matter of the ebb and flow of the economy, unemployment rate being what it is, you're just going to have labor shortage, or are there other factors that you guys are kind of putting your fingers on contributing?
I haven't actually pinpointed it yet. For example, I had 5 interviews for our housekeeping department scheduled on Monday, and only one of them showed up. And that seems to be in all my other departments, my food and beverage department, front desk department, just the simple courtesy of having people call us back or show up for an interview. I don't know. I can't explain it because that's not the way that I was raised, and it wastes people's time and things like that. And I don't know. I don't get it.
And I don't want to imply that there's some disproportionate amount of your workforce that would be immigrants, you know, legal or otherwise, coming from different parts of the world. Have you noticed any change in the immigrant workforce coming into the local hotel scene over the last 2-3 years?
Sure. You know, we do have a number of our employees are Hispanic and throughout all the hotels in Bloomington Normal. And, you know, if one would quit or not show up or get fired or for whatever reason, we would just go down to, we'd just ask around, hey, we need more people, and we'd have employees ready to work the next day. You know, we'd interview them, fill out the application, get them started right away. That's not the case anymore.
Just a week ago, we here at WGLT, we did a story about wages in McLean County. Wages here are not rising as fast as they are statewide or in other parts of the country, and that includes the leisure and hospitality sector. I wonder why that is, and if you're having trouble finding people, how does the math work there? Because, I mean, in a vacuum, it sounds like, why don't you just raise wages, and that'll attract different candidates. But I know you're feeling pressure on the room rate side. You just said room rates are down an average of $3, so how does that math work out?
Going back to, you know, rates and occupancy, I didn't say this before, but in the past 7 years, occupancy is down across the board 11%, just to put that in perspective. I compared year over year, which is relatively flat, but 7 years ago, we were doing much, much better than we are now. We discuss raising wages all the time, and it's constant, and we do raise wages periodically, or if we don't have enough people to clean our rooms or work the front desk or be a manager, then we do take a hard look at that.
That's one of the levers you can pull to maybe change the labor pool?
Hopefully. One thing that's coming up is the minimum wage increase that Governor Pritzker signed into law. So right now, minimum wage is at $8.25. In my hotel, I don't pay anybody $8.25. Lowest wage is at $8.75, and then After 60 days, that wage jumps up to $9 an hour. But majority of my employees, about 80%, are probably under that $15 an hour. You know, come January 1st, we're going to have to raise our minimum wage to $9.25 in 2020. And then again to $10 an hour on July 1st of 2020. And then January 1st, another dollar would be up to $11. And then a dollar each January 1st up till 2025 till it hits $15.
What does the local hotel industry think of that? And is it worried? Is it just dealing with it? Where's your head at?
You know, we have to budget for it. We have to account for it. You know, we're running businesses. So we have an expectation from our owners, from our brands, from, you know, from the banks that we borrow money from to, you know, pay for our hotels, to build our hotels. We have to report all that, and we have an expectation that we're expected to meet. We afraid? Yeah, we're afraid. We're worried. You know, I just told you in the past 7 years, our occupancy has gone down 11%. Rates are going down, and now wages have to go up. So that's less and less, you know, to the bottom line, which I'm not trying to sound greedy, but that's what we're, you know, again, we're running a business. So we're expected to hit certain goals and financial goals and numbers, and we have to figure out a way to do that while raising wages and occupancy remaining flat, or, you know, all we can do is be optimistic that things are going to turn around and we'll be able to absorb this $15 minimum wage, or even a dollar increase across the board is thousands and thousands of dollars. Hmm. I want to pay all my employees $15. I want to pay them all $20 an hour if I could, but the reality is we just can't. So what that's going to do is we're going to have to adjust our pricing, and we're going to have to raise our prices significantly in order to absorb that added expense.
What about the flip side of that? Maybe you think of some family up in Chicago that has maybe a few more bucks in their pocket. They decide to, they're coming down for kids' cheerleading tournament, and they got a few extra bucks in their pocket, so they're going to spend the night instead of driving back up to Chicago. Do you think that the minimum wage increase could play out in that way, where maybe it obviously hits you a little bit on the bottom line, but maybe on the other side of it, it maybe brings a few more folks willing to spend the night?
Well, yeah, sure. And I hope that's what happens. I hope we're able to get best of both worlds. But if expenses for your average family go up due to the minimum wage, everything's going to go up. You know, so are those few extra bucks that they got from their increase really a few extra bucks?
That's Ray Sarisa, president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association and general manager of the DoubleTree by Hilton in Bloomington. He spoke with GLT's Ryan Denham.